little bit of soul.
Did you put this on to make me feel a bit uncomfortable?
What's this song here? Hi, welcome to the studio, baby. Now, I am joined... Sorry,
put those clothes back on.
I'm joined in the studio by Peter Jones, who is an author, public speaker and self-help guru.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not a self-help guru. You gave me that title.
I know. Well, I liked it. Shut your face. He's written several books of fiction and non-fiction. You've got The Truth About This Charming Man, The Good Guy... The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl, How to Do Everything and Be Happy, How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting, From Invisible to Irresistible, and his brand new book, My Girlfriend's Perfect Ex-Boyfriend.
Terrific.
Yay! I still managed to get that one wrong. The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl.
10 years and you'll have it, you'll have it down pat. Perfect. That's all it takes.
But I have read The Invisible to Irresistible.
Have you? Well, that's the smallest one. That's right.
And The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl. There we go.
Right,
I have. Because they're in my little collection at home with your little writing in. Oh. To Michelle, I hate you. Now, we have to say very good morning to Valerie, I feel, because I know she's going to be listening.
Yes, with her work colleagues. Yeah, I said, don't listen to me. No, I want to listen to you. No, please.
She just listen to you all the time. You think she wanted to switch the radio off?
I know. Nobody's getting any work done today.
No. Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
Did you call her Val?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, but actually, I like Valerie.
Yeah.
Valerie's a lovely name.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been singing that to her for
I'm really sorry. Sorry about that, Valerie. But I have seen your pictures because I like stalking around. I was saying on Facebook, there's nothing more I like than... Because it feels like I've been on holiday with people. Like, we had a great time.
Yeah.
I live my life through others' Facebook pages.
Facebook holiday photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Others' romances.
You don't, who needs to go away when you can just look at everybody's... You know, Facebook holiday photos.
That's why you should put things on private, because you don't know who I'm looking at any time of the day.
Well, that's it. It's true.
Late at night.
Don't put anything on there that you wouldn't put on a billboard on the A12.
Be careful, especially with my mum watching. Now, we're going to talk about the book in a while.
Right.
But what have you been up to? Because you've been not been in for about, well, about...
I think it's a year, but maybe it's a bit longer than that.
It's about 4 years, I think.
It's not 4 years. I think it's a year.
Because you went on to other radio stations, I saw you. As I was stalking around Facebook.
I don't know. I think I went on BBC Essex. Oh. I don't think I've been anywhere else.
Was it him?
It was a phone-in. That was the last one I did. Yeah, I remember now. It was a phone-in on the morning show, and I was already with a list of things that I wanted to talk about. He wanted to know about online dating, and he phoned me up, and I had this list of things to cover. And we must have been talking for, almost 2 minutes, and that was it. And then it ended, and I immediately started getting messages and tweets from people saying, well, that wasn't very long, was it?
No. It's not like here, where we can have a little chat about Facebook. You just get, what's your name?
I know.
Peter Jones.
We've got Peter Jones on the line. He's an expert in dating, aren't you, Peter? Yes, I am. Well, it's been lovely talking to you. And now the news.
And now the ads. Because they're paying our wages.
Yeah, exactly. My heart is always here at Phoenix FM.
Yeah. It's because I cut it out and put it in your box in the corner with my other guests. The self-help books, we were talking about dating. How did they, for people who don't know, how did those books come about?
Gosh, well, it was a long time ago now, but around about 10 years ago, my wife Kate died. She passed away from a brain hemorrhage. If anybody out there has had anybody, lost anybody, then they know what it's like. You know, your world is turned upside down. It makes you rethink an awful lot of stuff. She was dropping me off. I was flying out to Croatia to finish writing a novel that she'd started me writing a few years earlier. And she took me there. And I noticed her car was still parked as I walked into the terminal building. So I thought, that's a bit weird. So I turned around and went back to the car. And to me, it looked like she'd fainted. But actually, she'd just gone. It turned my life upside down. And it made me rethink an awful lot of stuff. And it made me think, I'm not a particularly happy person right now. There had been moments of happiness, most of them down to Kate, most of them in the previous 3 years. But I didn't want my life to be about moments of happiness. I wanted to be happy all of the time. So I set about using my problem-solving skills. Because back then I used to work in banking and I was the sort of fix-it man. I came up with lots of different ideas and that sort of stuff. And eventually a colleague of mine said, you ought to write this in a book. And so I did. Mm. And so that was my first book, How to Do Everything and Be Happy. That led to me having a 3-book deal with Audible, the audiobook people.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what else to write about. I just, so, but... you know, after some thought, I thought, well, actually, I do know a couple of other things. And one of them was I knew how to lose weight, how to control my weight. So I wrote How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim.
That was it. That's the one I've not got here.
It's not. It's
obviously. Yes.
And also, I realised that I'd become... Well, I had to become, in order to, you know, to meet somebody, I had to become a bit of an expert in online dating. Mm. And so I wrote from How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting as well. How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting sort of spawned a companion guide called From Invisible to Irresistible, which is the book you mentioned earlier. But after 3 or so years of writing self-help, you know, I didn't really want to do that anymore because really my first love was writing fiction. I say started, I'd always been writing fiction, but sort of put more energy into that.
3 top tips for people on Facebook who are single that are trying to attract some.
I think that for the biggest mistake you see is that people never ever send a message out of the blue, you know, never sort of, because a lot of my female friends, they get these weird messages from strange blokes.
I wish I did.
And most of those messages are from scammers anyway. They're not actually real people. But if you do that, if you just send a random message to somebody, they're never going to see it. So don't do that. I think so that's the first tip. And that one, you know, mainly goes to men because I can't really imagine that women would try that approach. The second one is just to start sort of joining in conversations that person is already in. So if they're sort of talking about stuff, you know, just sort of like join in. And when you've started to develop a little bit of rapport, when you started sort of knowing each other, then that's it. That's the third thing, is that send them a friend request.
Mm.
But as soon after that, bonus tip, as soon as you can, once you've sort of friended them on Facebook, don't get into a message backwards and forward exchange thing. As soon as you can, suggest meeting up for coffee.
Yes.
That's it.
And you said also never put your status on your Facebook page as single.
Oh, yeah, never do that. No.
Because you look desperate.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You think it would be...
Well, you think it would be like
putting up a for sale sign, wouldn't you? You know, it's like, here I am, I'm available. Yeah. But
discounted.
But all people do is they think, I wonder why they're single. Must be something wrong with them.
And to be fair...
Yeah.
And to be fair,
yeah, but
is.
Don't do the opposite. Don't set it to married or something like that.
No.
Or, you know, or it's complicated. Is
oh,
that
no.
what it is?
Okay. I think there is one on there. You just know. Nobody
just
knows
set
that.
It to only me and let people guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about other things that I could do with my life. Be a contract killer. Do you like that? Nobody'd ever suspect me. She's so friendly. And then she shot me.
I'm not going to reinforce this idea, okay, of you being a contract killer. How ridiculous.
Now, he's been moaning at me off air saying you missed out a couple of books. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't. I wasn't moaning. I wasn't moaning. I just, when you read out the original list, I was like, hang on a moment. Isn't that a bit short? But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You've got the important ones in there.
Yeah.
That's the most
important
thing.
There's lots and lots of books he's written, fiction and non-fiction.
Seven books now. Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about the new one, which is My Girlfriend's Perfect Ex-Boyfriend, which is a work of fiction.
Yes.
So tell us about the characters in the book and why you got the idea.
Shall I tell you the idea? Oh, this could get me into trouble. Well, you've mentioned Valerie already, haven't you? So, me and Val, we've known each other for quite a while, but 3 years ago, you know that I came out of a relationship. And my first thought was to contact Val because we used to go to theatre together and that sort of thing beforehand. And we hadn't seen each other or contacted each other for quite a while. So I sort of sent her a message on, you know, Facebook. Hello.
What, just like the weird message you said not
just
to send?
Just like you. Well, we were still Facebook friends.
Oh, we're friends already. So, that's okay. Go on.
So I sent her a message out of the blue and said, look, I've got 2 tickets. To the theatre, would you like to come? You know, Val said to me, well, okay then, all right then, because, as you got the tickets, no problem at all, let's go. So I put, this was over the phone actually, so I put the phone down and thought, well, I better go buy those tickets. So off we went. Anyway, that was the start. 3 years later, we're still together. Val herself, she'd also come out of a long-term relationship with somebody, let's call him Steve, okay? And it was an amicable split, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what it's like if you've ever had an amicable split? You know, that person is... they were still friends, used to mention Steve quite a bit. I'd say things like, are you coming round to the weekend? She'd say, yeah. And I'd say, I've baked some bread, some fresh bread. And she'd say to me, Steve used to make bread as well, you know, with flour that he milled himself.
Yeah.
using a stone that he dug out the foundations whilst he was building his own house by hand, that sort of thing. Yeah. And one day I said, if you don't stop talking about Steve, I'm going to put him in a novel and kill him off. And Val said to me, what would you call the novel? Would you call it My Girlfriend's Perfect Ex-Boyfriend? And I was like, oh, that's just brilliant. What a fantastic title. And she looked at me and said, no, you cannot. You cannot write a book about Steve and you cannot call it My Girlfriend's Perfect Ex-Boyfriend. But this was Friday evening. Yep. Okay. And this is how it was. And I think it's the same for all writers out there. You tend to discuss the book you're working on with your partner. You know, you work through ideas. And so by the end of the weekend, we had renamed Steve and called him Sebastian.
Yeah.
And we'd made him really obnoxious and horrible. And and we decided that the book was going to be about a school teacher called Adrian.
Mm.
And that he had a partner called Paige, who's an American, and she worked in PR, coincidentally. And I started writing My Girlfriend's Perfect Ex-Boyfriend. And the more I wrote it, the funnier it got and the more I was enjoying it. And I thought, this one's a real winner. And so there we go. 10 months later, My Girlfriend's Ex-Boyfriend. And I really hope Steve is listening to this show.
And it's got very good reviews as well.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, it seems to be sort of garnering some lovely reviews. So that's nice. Yeah.
And I like it. This will be going in the bath with me. Sorry if that sounds a bit peculiar. Yeah,
all my books go in the bath.
They do. I know. They're just laying in the water with me. So, I will be reading this. So it's Aidan Turner, a mountaineer, secret agent, fireman. Ooh, I say.
You're reading the blurb in your head on air.
I am. A real page turner. Really enjoyed this book and devoured the lot in one sitting. Funny, romantic and a bit crazy. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
How nice.
I know. Yeah, no, it's going well. What do you think of the cover? Do you like that?
I like the cover. It's very, very good. I do like the cover. Well, very 60s inspired.
Well, that's about like the 10th version of the cover because I wrote a blog post about this the other day and we went through so many different versions of the cover. And in the end, we ended up with two covers, one which men liked and one which women liked. Mm. And we had to go for that one.
It is really, the thing is with books, it's one of those things when I go to a book, because I love walking around Waterstones and I love going into bookshops, believe it or not. And it is, book covers are so important for getting the attention.
Yeah, yeah. The old sort of like never judge a book by its cover. Mm. That's advice that's universally ignored by everybody. Everybody judges a book by the cover.
You know
the cover's the most important thing. And then the next important thing is the title.
Yes. And the word that jumps out as soon as you look at it is perfect, which is in pink.
I thought we'd got to a cover design. Mm. And then one of the things that's happened since I last saw you is I've joined the Romantic Novelist Association, which is a big organisation. And there's only about 4 men in it, of which I'm one. And they have chapters all over the country. And so I sent the final design to the Chelmsford chapter of the Romantic Novelist Association and said, you know, ladies, can you have a quick look at this cover and see what you think of it? And I thought they'd all come back and go, oh, love that cover. And they all said, oh, hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Nice bit of support.
And they told, they told me all the reasons why I didn't like the colour, didn't like the smile on the man's face. So I had to take all those ideas away and have it reworked and eventually came up with this cover, which was weird because all my male friends liked the cover that I picked.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend and all my female friends preferred that cover. And because 90% of my readers are female, I have to go with that cover.
Is the guy in the story a bit of you, not so much the ex-boyfriend, is the
you
main
mean
Adrian?
Adrian,
is he based on you?
Of all the characters I've written so far, this is probably the one that is least like me because I really like Adrian. He's a school teacher and he's not very self-confident with his girlfriend because his girlfriend is this stunning, lovely, you know, high-powered, sort of like a very feisty American lady and he feels sort of like slightly inferior. He's not very good in, you know, he's not very self-confident, but he is confident when he's in school and when he's teaching, and he strikes up this rather lovely friendship with a 15-year-old student who's in need of a father figure.
Yeah.
And he was quite a complicated, but really, I really warmed to Adrian the more I wrote him, really.
So who, in your opinion, would play the lead characters?
Who plays Watson out in the TV show Sherlock?
Yeah, it's played by Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he would be brilliant.
And who is going to be playing Paige?
Well, originally I thought it would be the lady who used to play Cuddy in House. Do you remember House MD, the TV show, the Doctor and all that sort of stuff? But more recently, I think there's an actress called Lake Bell. And she would be perfect. She'd be absolutely wonderful. I've seen her in a couple of movies and she would be hilarious and funny.
So the book is out now. You can get it in hardback from...
Well, it's not in hardback, it's only in paperback.
Paperback. Well, I don't, to me, it's hard, and if it hit you on the head a bit, you still feel it. I meant paperback.
Amazon is probably your best bet for both the paperback and the ebook.
Thank you very much to Peter Jones. It's been lovely to see you. Thank you very much for the biscuits. And if you can find out more about Peter Jones at peterjonesauthor.com. Thanks very much, Peter.
Lovely.